This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier, one of the new mini episodes that I'll be doing each week. Last week, I was feeling very overwhelmed and stressed out. I had several things that were due in the near future, which is something I don't like because I don't like having deadlines looming. And I realized I was in that mode where I was starting to feel like I need something, I want something, I deserve something. So I decided to give myself a healthy treat. Now, lucky for me, I love going to the library, and I feel like I get this weird pleasure out of like keeping a library list. I get all this satisfaction when I add something or take something off my list. I get a weird satisfaction from checking out books just from having a pile. I get another completely different satisfaction from returning books and like, ooh, they're going back to the library, especially if they're on time. This is completely apart from the pleasure that I get from actually reading the books, which is very intense. And this library I go to is just a block from my house. So it's very easy. It's very accessible. It's free. It doesn't take any time. I don't have to make an appointment. It's a great treat. And I use the library as a treat very deliberately because it turns out that when we give ourselves treats, our self-command rises. Research shows that if you give someone a little treat, like give them a surprise gift or have them watch a funny video, their self-control will rise. Now, for other people, the idea of going to the library would not be a big treat, so everybody has to figure out what their own treats would be, but you want those treats to be healthy treats, not unhealthy treats. Unhealthy treats are things often like food and drink, screen time, and shopping. But it's great to give ourselves healthy treats, because this is what makes us feel energized and cared for. We're like a cell phone that's been plugged into the wall and is getting that battery charge. And I found that after I had gone to the library and gotten all my treats, it was much easier for me to stick to my habits of going to the gym for the rest of the week. It was easier for me to finish tasks that I didn't feel like doing. It was easier to make myself hang up my clothes after I wear them instead of leaving them dumped at the edge of the sofa, which is sometimes what I tend to do. It's a secret of adulthood. When we give more to ourselves, we can ask more from ourselves. Today's mini episode is brought to you by Audible.com, which has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free 30-day trial at audible.com/happier. So thanks for joining me on this episode of A Little Happier. Let me know what treat you give yourself. Find me on Twitter or Facebook. Use the hashtag #happierpodcast. I'd love to hear what you're doing about giving yourself a treat. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.